It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 16th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is hummock, spelled H-U-M-M-O-C-K. Hummock is a noun. It means a small round hill or mound. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Juno Empire by Mary F. Wilson. Yellow legs nest on the ground, often at the base of a small tree or mossy hummock. So I watched my feet carefully. The nest is a small cup in the moss, typically lined with little dead leaves, lichens, and sedges. Having trouble telling a hummock from a hammock from a hillock? Not to worry, all three words refer to a small hill or earthen mound. Hummock, in fact, is an alteration of the word hammock. This 16th century pair share an ancestor in the Middle Low German words Hummel, meaning small height, and hump, meaning bump, the latter of which is also a distant relative of our English word hump. As for the 14th century vintage word hillock, H-I-L-L-O-C-K, a version of the suffix O-C-K has been attached to nouns to designate a small one of whatever since the days of Old English. Note that the hilly word hammock, H-A-M-M-O-C-K, mentioned here is not related to the hammock offering a swaying repose between supports. That hammock comes from the Spanish word hamaca, and ultimately from Taino, a language spoken by the original inhabitants of the Greater Antilles and the Bahamas. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.